Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing Connected TV, Hits and Misses, one of this year's media predictions. Let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts that in 2013, there'll be tens of millions of TV sets which are sold with connectivity to the internet built in. However, we expect very few of these, perhaps 5%, will be used on a weekly basis to actually connect to the web.
Now, aren't there already lots of ways that we can connect TV sets to the internet?
Yeah, when we think about TVs, we already connect a lot of them to lots of different devices which have two-way interactivity built in. Everything from games consoles to laptops, it is very simple, or we already have them connected. So the actual effective install base of connected TVs is way bigger than the install base of connected TV sets right now.
How many would we be talking about with consoles and PCs? That must be millions?
Yeah, so if you're looking at some countries like, say, the UK and the US and Japan, about 40% of households already have connected consoles there. And when you add in laptops as well, which you can connect to television sets just with an HDMI cable, which costs a couple of dollars, then for some countries you're looking at about 60% effective connected TV rate.
Okay, but let's pretend I'm not one of those. I've never had that before. I go out and I buy a connected TV. Given what we know about the average viewer and how they watch TV, how likely are they to use it in a connected fashion?
Well, for TV programs, the usage of connected TV or any form of TV on demand is pretty low. So there's online video, which is growing in numbers. It's for a wide range of content. But the TV portion of that tends to be about 4-5% in most countries.
So if we look at the bottom line, for TV manufacturers, they're going to sell a lot of connected TVs, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be much of a differentiator for the consumer. What sort of impact will this have on, let's say, the broadcasters?
Well, for the broadcasters, one big question is, do you have to react to connected TV? The answer is probably yes, but it's part of your overall response in providing what are called over-the-top offerings. But do you need to have a specific team just dealing with connected TV? Possibly not.
At the end of the day, connected TV, it's a feature, it's good to have. All TV sets in the future will probably have it, but it doesn't fundamentally change the TV industry in 2013.
Not for 2013, unless we see one radical change, which is that the content that people really want to watch is only going to become available via the internet, but we don't see that as being at all likely for 2013.
Thanks, Paul. I have a lot of friends who have connected TVs. It'll be interesting to look at the end of 2013 and see how many of them have actually used them in that fashion.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.